Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have. Reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me, together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from a woman who on the weekends hits up single traveling females for hookups in their hotel. I could be reading from a man that used to service the mothers that came to the dorms to see their sons. I could be reading from a hospital nurse. She secretly wears a scrubs just a little too tight and teeny weeny thongs to catch people's attention and maybe be serviced at the end of her shift. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikki@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. It seems like when I go places with people, inevitably it turns to, you know, sex talk. Maybe innuendos, may it be flirting, may it be just conversation. As we were waiting for our dinner to late lunch to come out, we were at a brewery, and the person I was with and I were having a beer, and they came out, and the beer was really, really good. And I don't like beer. I'm not a beer girl. I wasn't, but this was really nice. And it wasn't a frou-frou beer either. It was very, very nice. However, I was wondering, did they can or bottle their own beer? Because I was kind of interested in bringing some home. And the waitress comes out, and I said, do you sell this separately? And she was new. She's like, you know, I think we sell growlers, but I'm not sure. Let me go ask. And the person I was with, they kind of trying to not laugh under their breath. And I said, did I miss something? Because I was thinking she meant like a jug or, you know, big bottle. And they kind of, you know, and I said, okay, tell me later. They shook their head. By the way, you know, you can't see me. So the waitress comes back, and she goes, she brought, I guess, the Brewmeister with her. And he said, yeah, we have them in growlers, and we have them in a 4-pack for $15. I said, oh, okay, well, thanks. It was really nice. I was, you know, just wondering if you bottled them or if we always had to come back. And he said, oh, no, we can get you a 4-pack. And I was like, oh, okay. So I didn't think much of it. So when we went to leave, I asked the person, I said, so explain what a growler is. You turn 6 shades of red, and he's like, the person I'm with goes, well, you know what a vagina is. And I said, well, yeah, I wash it every day. They go, well, that's I guess in some countries it is slang for a vagina. So there you go. I'm sure probably some of you left knew that, but I did not. That is something I did not know, but every day is school day, as they say, right? So next time you heard the word growler, you can snicker too. How about that? You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, Relax. Let's have a whiskey, with some Filthy Jerry's, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, I don't know if this is right for your podcast, but one of my fetishes is sinking in quicksand. Feeling the quicksand slowly enveloping me is such a huge turn on. And even though you can't sink further than about your chest deep, even when it's bottomless, there's still a primal thrill from the feeling of quicksand moving all around and beneath me, which is very arousing. I'd be happy to tell you more if you're interested, how I got into it, why it's much more enjoyable to let the quicksand control how and when I'll climax, rather than just masturbating, and why struggling to get out is even more exciting than sinking. Thanks. Rick. Well, Rick, you and I have been messaging, emailing each other right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been waiting on pens and needles for Darcy to put this in. I have had the, let's just say, the pleasure of watching what he's talking about. And fully clothed, he was not nude. And by the way, Rick, I know that's not your name, you have amazing legs. There's some men that, I'm not a leg looker, but, you know, watching someone sink into this quicksand, I was thinking, oh, dear me, that man has some sexy legs. So, Rick, you have sexy legs. Just saying. I'm just putting it out there. I don't know if anybody's told you, but you have great legs. Though it was really cool. It really, really was. I love exploring different sides. And Darcy and I got to kind of talking about it without him telling me too much. And the thing of it is, I started wondering if it would be more of a, you know, how do I put this? You know, the people that they get into where they vacuum seal themselves in latex, but they have a breathing tube and they're at the mercy. First, I thought it would be that, and it doesn't sound like it's that. Though I would never, ever, I'm going to go on a little, not that I never go on a right, left, hard, left, right, or right. I would never do it. The thought of someone, no, I'm out. That's another one of my, I'm out. But I would love to watch someone be vacuum sealed. You know, I'm thinking of cheese, those infomercials, you know, but still, that's something. And I would like to watch you, Rick. I would love to, that's something after I've seen the videos, because I have not read the second thing again. I know I'll have to ask Darcy and when he's putting that in, but I can see why. I can see why it's arousing. I can see possibly not maybe the struggle part, but the texture part of it slowly sinking in. I'm starting to wonder what that texture is, because I love texture. It's a thing where it's a love-hate relationship really with me, but the texture of stroking a man outside of his clothes, shorts, jeans are my favorite, and cargo shorts are my second. They're like right neck and neck. So since it's summer, it's definitely cargo shorts. And making him completely hard, and then not even unbuttoning. So where I'm going is, I'm wondering if that's part of it, Rick. You'll have to answer that for me, if the texture of the sand is part of your for me, or is it just the thought of the helplessness of it, that the in theory you can't, but there just might be a chance. The dangerousness of it that could be, even though you know it's not. So that's, I have to ask that. But I can't wait. Boy, I'm misspoking here. I cannot wait to read more into it. So that's coming up. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you guys. Dear Nikki, continuing on from where we left off after giving my wife her first MFM threesome, we left our friends sleeping in the living room while we went upstairs to get some rest for the night. But we didn't rest long. Although we were exhausted, our hormones were still running rampant. After approximately 4 hours of sleep, I woke up to a raging hard-on and my wife wide awake, staring at me with a huge smile. The kind of smile she gives me when she wants to fuck. After some small talk, she reached down for my cock and began stroking me, whispering into my ear how horny she was and needed some more. I responded and told her I have a crazy idea. I explained to her that I wanted her to go downstairs, position our Wi-Fi camera towards the couch, and wake up our friend and seduce him into fucking her some more while I watch. In a look of shock, she stated, "We agreed to play with each other present," to which I replied back with, "But I'm so horny right now, I won't last long, and I'll be watching anyways. And also, if I jerk off to you now, I can come down there and play with you guys." What I really wanted to say is that we agreed to no cream pies either, and that rule had gone out the window. But I didn't want to hinder her of any ideas that would deny my hard-on from being serviced. In any case, she really didn't want to do it. After a few moments of pondering the idea, she finally agreed to go along with it with one condition. If I recorded myself jerking off and watching the Wi-Fi cam on the TV. She handed me her phone and pulled up the cam app and casted to the smart view of our TV and used my phone to record myself. While I was doing this, she got herself dolled up and put on nothing but her see-through black robe and made her way downstairs. I saw her as she approached the camera to put it in place. She was setting up the camera, and Damon woke up to her fumbling around and quickly sat up. "Good morning, sleepyhead," she said to him. Before he could even respond, Kelly got on top of him and straddled him. "I've been thinking about last night, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Hubby's still asleep, and I need some. Are you okay with that?" Probably since we're already let him cream by her 3 times, he obliged and grabbed her by the waist and brought her closer. Using her free hand, she released one side of her robe and grabbed her now free titty and shoved it towards her face. "Mama's titties," she demanded. With no pause, he did as he was told and sucked her hard, erect, sensitive nipple. She moaned loudly while grinding on his cock, which at times was hard as a rock. After a few moments of teasing each other, she told him she wanted to taste his cock before he was allowed to fuck her again. She got on her knees, spreading his legs further apart, and started at his taint and licked her way up over each ball, slowly at the base of the shaft, and finally to the head, which was already oozing out pre-cum. She used the tip of her tongue to spread the pre-cum and around the entire head, making it shine in light. She made love to his cock and balls for quite a while. He couldn't take it any longer. He had to be inside of her. She bent over at the perfect angle to where all I could see were her expressions on her face, the beautiful view of her titties swing as he fucked her from behind, watching her enjoy his cock really amped up my stroking speed. And in no time, I was ready to burst. But I fought the urge because I really wanted to save the last nut for my wife for being such a good little wife. I sat there in amazement as he continued to tunnel out of my wife's pussy for 10 to 15 minutes before he finished. She must have came at least twice. This brought her cream pie count to 6. After he was done emptying his load inside of her, she laid him down on the back of the couch and started to clean up the juices they had just made together off his cock. Both of them must have been in a daze as neither of them noticed me enter the room. I approached her from behind and raised her ass upwards and began to enter her as she continued to lap up the juices on his cock. I can tell that she was getting sore now based on how tense she was, but I knew I wouldn't take long and kept the same hard pace. Once I felt the urge I could not at any second, I leaned forward, pushing her mouth further down on his cock and I emptied another load in her pussy. Although it wasn't much, just like the one prior this evening, it felt like the strongest orgasm of the night. At this point, I couldn't tell whether it was her creamy pussy or another man's cum around my cock, but I didn't care at all, because seeing my once innocent wife like this was the biggest turn-on possible, especially watching her clean that cream up as well with a smile. Although the next few days sucked because she was out of commission and needed time to heal, it was nice to know that I married a true BBC slut with a breeding kink. This was less than a month ago, but since then, we have role-played numerous times, replaying that night in our bedroom. Next time she wants to try DP, a hot wife gets what a hot wife wants, especially mine. Lewis. Well, hello, Lewis. How could we forget we left the poor man on the couch? I am so glad I got to read part two. I was hoping that it was this week and I was going to email you back because I know you emailed me this week and I'm sorry I haven't got to it. And maybe I have after this recording. So you know what I'm saying. But I was glad that it was in here because if it wasn't, I definitely was going to have a talk with Darcy that it should be going in now because I really wanted to know what happened to the dude on the couch. Is he a regular now? That's what I want to know. Is it something that maybe we're seeing him? Is he in the rotation? Have we found other partners to play with? I am so happy, so happy that you and your wife have sexually explored what feels great for you in a relationship, what makes it great, and what makes just, it can't be just the same thing. It just can't. A relationship of any type has to grow, just like your relationship does with a child. It doesn't stay in the same place. It grows with how old the child changes, correct? And even when, I remember I met this woman this one time, lovely woman, and she said, I'm just not like into sex like I used to. And it was after hysterectomy. And I said, well, and I remember telling her, I haven't had one yet, so I'm still in the phases of before a hysterectomy, right? So I told her, I said, well, sex changes at any age. We don't fuck like we did in our 20s. We are more experienced, more mature about it, more fluid with it in our own way. So we need to find a way to find who we are again through any change. We should be doing self-maintenance. How are we supposed to communicate with our partners or lovers or whatever we're calling them that I like this, I need this, what do I need to do for you? Relationship checkups are very important. Sexual relationship checkups are even more important. Remember the chain? I always say the chain. One loose link, one wink link, wink, link, week, week, not wink, link, and the whole ciabatta just doesn't fall, it just falls apart, right? Like a recipe or anything else. You have to have it all the same strength. There we go. So Lewis, what are we exploring now? What would you like to see this go? Has she opened up even more? And how, and I know I get this question a lot, how, and I like hearing it from, if I can get to it, right? I like hearing it from multiple couples because it's different for everybody. Do you guys reground yourself? And what do you guys talk about in the regrounding and coming back after? How do you do aftercare? I think that's what everybody would like to know. Dear Nikki, I thought you'd like to hear about how another woman taught me to like having my ass fucked. This was a few years ago, and I had never tried anal at this point. A few guys wanted to do it, but I always refused to do it because I was scared that it would hurt. They put their thumb in, and that felt good, but never more than that. One evening, a friend introduced me to Rose at a bar. She had long, black hair, very pale skin, and an hourglass figure, still white material, basically. She was absolutely gorgeous. We were in the company of five other female friends. We both wore summer dresses. The entire evening, I glanced at her. I laughed at things she said where no one else laughed. I was so into her, she clearly noticed that. After a few hours, my other female friends started to leave, one by one to go home and sleep, but I decided to stay. Rose did too. We talked for another few minutes, and suddenly our conversation started to become sexual. She asked about my sexual orientation, bi, obviously. If I'm more a dom or a sub, usually sub, but with girls, I can be a bit of a dom, about my sexual experiences with women, etc. I was so fucking wet after that conversation that she noticed that too, somehow. Probably because I get flushed really fast when talking about stuff like that. Then she comes closer to me and she asks me, "Are you horny?" With a smile on her face, I nodded. "And are you wet right now?" I nodded again. "Do you want to go back to my place?" "God, yes." So we paid our bills and rushed outside. We walked for 5 minutes when they suddenly takes my hand and walks me into a dark alley. She pushes me against the wall and kisses me. I was so overwhelmed and I loved it. She lifted my dress and touched my panties immediately. She stopped kissing me. "Wow, you didn't lie back in the bar. You're really soaked." I nodded. She moves my panties down to my knees. One of her hands was on my throat, pushing me into the wall, choking me slightly. I love that. She puts two fingers in my mouth, and I suck them. She takes them out and smiles. Then she rubs my clit with them. I was so horny at that moment, and I come really fast. So after a few minutes, I was really close. "Tell me when you're going to come," she said. And after a few minutes, I said, "Rose, I'm close. I think I'm going to come." And right at that moment, she takes her hand away from my clit. I just begged her. I was so desperate to come. She looked directly into my eyes and said, "Not yet, gorgeous." I tried to touch myself and finish me off, and she just pinned my hand to the wall. She walks out of the alley and said that I should follow her. I obviously did. I was actually dripping at that moment. We arrived at her apartment. We immediately go to her bedroom when we start to undress each other while kissing passionately. She pushes me onto the bed and sits on my face. She was actually extremely wet as well. After fooling around for an hour and a half, both of us are coming 3 times. She asked me if I liked to be rimmed. I told her that I don't know, and obviously, she immediately started. She licked my asshole and rubbed my pussy at the same time, which led to an amazing orgasm. I quivered really hard. I loved it. I did the same to her and she loved it too. After that, we were both exhausted as can be. We cuddled and slept naked until noon. I ate something with her and then went home. Well, we exchanged contacts, so that was only the beginning. We met up several times after that. The first time she wanted me to fuck her ass with the dildo, and she came so hard and extremely long. I wanted to achieve that too. It looked like the greatest orgasm ever. Over the next few weeks, we moved from rimming my ass to fingering to dildoing, and then she fucked me there with a strap on. It took, all in all, 8 sessions until she could fuck me with a strap on. I actually came harder than I've ever came before. The first 7 times, I never came from butt stimulation alone. She always licked or fingered my clit. But in the 8th session, I actually came from anal alone. It's really difficult to describe how it feels. It is just much longer and stronger orgasm than from a clitoral stimulation. I usually come an entire minute with an anal orgasm, and after coming, I need about 3 minutes to recover from that. Now I prefer getting fucked in the ass. Obviously not only by girls, but also by guys. I just needed someone to introduce me to anal slowly and carefully. It needs time, guys. And if you want to try anal with your girlfriend, take your time. Don't rush. It's obviously worth doing it. Claudia. Well, hello, Claudia. I think this is a great, sexy introduction to anal for those of us that are still anal virgins. I love being rimmed. I love even it being brushed against. It just sends me over the edge. It's such a sensitive bundle of nerves. And when stroked correctly, it's amazing. And it doesn't mean a damn thing besides it's sexy and it makes you wet and horny and it feels really, really good. Just saying. So, would you take it slow to be introduced into anal? What if you were on the fence about it and someone said, trust me, it was somebody you trust. Somebody that you were already sexually explorative with. What if they made you come so hard? I can only imagine, right? Coming so hard that you need 3 minutes to recoup. I know for me, once I come, even if it's hard, it really has to be hard. And there are times that I lay with my womanizer and it knocks me out. Knocks me out. Like there's times I fall asleep right after. So gentlemen, when you have that hard orgasm and you're ready just to clunk over, I get it. Completely, absolutely get it. Now, could I fuck again in a couple minutes after that? Absolutely. Am I always asleep? Absolutely. So when I wake up, absolutely. Here's the thing. I love coming. What woman doesn't? What man doesn't? I love recouping, but I also like those strong orgasms. So am I thinking about getting my butt plugs out again to slowly stretch me for him? Absolutely. After that, I might even be interested in a woman helping me along. Any volunteers? Dear Nikki, this is a story of receiving my first blowjob. It's a short story, but it's one I'm fond of and think back quite often to. It had been 2 months since we graduated high school, ending 13 consecutive years Stephanie and I had been in school together. We'd grown up down the street from one another, and she had been part of my life. Well, ever since I could remember. Growing up in a small town so close to each other, Stephanie and I saw one another all the time. Bus routes, after-school activities, classes. We knew each other well, to say the least. And we were friends. That was it, though. We never made it past the friendship stage. She'd asked me out at a school dance once, and I told her we should just stay friends. Physically, she was my type. Taller, athletic, curvy. She was a great girl, but we just didn't click in the way to make a successful relationship, and I had my eyes on other people. Despite her desire to escalate things, we remained close, to which was a statement to our long-lasting relationship. After graduation, with no school and only part-time jobs, Stephanie and I began to see even more of each other. In addition to living so close to one another, we ran in the same groups of people and enjoyed similar activities. So it was only natural that we saw each other several times a week. One particular evening, she, I, and another friend of ours were hanging out in Stephanie's backyard on a blanket, talking about everything and nothing. As the golden hours faded into dusk and darkness, the stars began to shine through, and a slight chill set in. Stephanie invited us inside. But since it was already dark, Elle decided to head home. I, on the other hand, wasn't quite ready to leave yet and had nothing to do. So Stephanie and I went inside to warm up and chat some more. Somehow or another, as you can imagine with young adults, the topic got to sex. A close friend of ours had recently confided in us about her first time. So, of course, that occasion needed some processing. To my knowledge, Stephanie wasn't all that experienced, and I wasn't either. So we were both titillated in recounting our friend's story. Stephanie then asked about my sole relationship and how far we had gone. I explained to her that this other girl and I had dated for a bit and had a little bit of friends with benefits situation for a few weeks, but even then, we didn't go much further than using our hands. I admitted to Stephanie that I didn't have a ton of experience, which is exactly where the evening took an interesting twist. Stephanie nonchalantly told me that if I ever wanted to practice, she would be open to it. Despite having turned down a dating relationship with her a year or so earlier, I was, needless to say, intrigued. I told her, yeah, that'd be fun, and asked if she wanted to do anything right then. She quickly said sure, and asked if there was anything I wanted to do or see. Trying not to lose my cool as the sexual tension started to escalate, I tried to think of something. Can I see your boobs? I've never really seen boobs before. I mean, I have, but not like in real life. Oh, okay. She took a few seconds to take off her bra, and she lifted up her shirt to reveal her two beautiful double-D-sized breasts. I knew Stephanie was busty, but now I knew exactly how busty. She put her shirt down, and after about 10 seconds, thinking to return the favor, I asked if she wanted to see anything. She took a second before asking the obvious to see my dick. At this point, my heart was pounding. I was so aroused. I could feel the pulse in my groin, thinking that I had no choice in the matter. I asked whether she wanted to see it soft or hard, to which she responded, erect. I thanked my lucky stars. Sitting on the floor, cross-legged, I leaned back against the wall, stretched my legs out to try to give Stephanie the best view possible. I then pulled down my waistband, springing my cock. Her eyes went to it, and she stared until I pulled my shorts back up. After what felt like an eternity of silence, but probably closer to only 5 seconds, she asked if I wanted to practice making out. I was trying to keep the mindset that we were practicing with one another, so that seemed like the next logical step. But being honest, I was so on fire that logic probably didn't influence my decision. I enthusiastically said yes, and we snuggled up close to one another. I asked if she had kissed anyone before. No, she admitted. Not knowing how this would go, I leaned in and we started to kiss. She quickly got the hang of it, and we settled into a rhythm, kissing in different ways, occasionally using our tongues. After about 10 minutes, I stopped and said, "Well, that's how that goes." There was a thoughtful pause before Stephanie asked, "Do you want to keep going?" Of course I did. The horny train had left the station half an hour ago, and we both were on board. Despite all that had transpired, the sexual tension was oozing. I still tried to play it cool, replying, "Yeah, sure." With that, we were back at it. This time we were getting a bit more adventurous. I was holding her by the back of the neck, and my free hand started to explore her ample chest. Meanwhile, her free hand was on my chest and starting to go lower. Her hand had worked its way down to my waistband and started to pull. Without thinking, I got up on my knees and pulled my shorts all the way down for her. She changed positions, getting on all fours in front of me, and took my cock into her mouth. Here, Stephanie was, having never kissed a guy before tonight, giving me a blowjob. And believe it or not, she was good. It did not take long before I was close. I asked her if I could finish in her mouth. She mumbled out an affirmative. After what could have been more than 30 seconds, I told her I was going to come, and I orgasmed in her mouth. She slowed down as I came, and after I was done, she pulled off my cock and swallowed. I pulled up my shorts, and Stephanie went to the kitchen to get some water. She came back after a minute or two. I asked if she was okay. She said she was. We took a few minutes to collect ourselves to talk a little about what happened, both admitting that it was fun and we should connect again for more. We hugged, and I set off for home. What a night that was. Stephanie and I did hook up a few more times after that. We never had sex, but we tried all sorts of other things. The next time we had a chance to play around, I gave her first orgasm. It was during another session that I had found out I really like rim jobs, both giving and receiving. Eventually, we both went away to college. Our friendship faded, but to this day, Stephanie and I are still friends. And that was still the best blowjob I'd ever had. Brandon. Well, hello, Brandon. Okay, I'm going to admit something here. I never really thought about this until just this story, okay? So, you know, you asked to see her boobs, right? And then, you know, and then you asked her, is there anything else you can see? Brandon, what else did you have to offer besides a dick? I mean, I really, that was what was really going through my mind. Well, what else does he have? I mean, I guess, you know, you could whip off the shirt and show her chest, but I'm like, well, duh, Brandon, what else do you want? What else do you have? I mean, maybe you have two dicks. I mean, you couldn't pull out your balls without showing her your dick, I guess, but I'm sorry. But really, realistically, ladies and gents, that's exactly what I thought. What else is there, Brandon? I mean, are you just going to moon her? I mean, yeah, that's exactly what I thought. So, okay. Now I hope you understand why I don't shit where I eat, because at least they turn out as friends still even later in life. I don't think I could have somebody, I mean, I didn't have anybody in high school that I felt I could trust, and I didn't even look at anybody that way. But I honestly, okay, so let me take that back. I can see myself in this position with one person and be like, okay, here's my boobs. My boobs were huge. They were like most girls, like three or four together in high school. So, but then again, from what I've been told, everybody thought I was going to kick their ass. So no one was brave enough to ask to see my boobs. Anyway, not that I would have done it anyway. I mean, did I show one? I think I showed one. Maybe I let him feel me up, but it was definitely more a handful for him. He had tiny hands. I don't even know where he's anymore. So there we go. Would you? I mean, I can see why this would be, especially, I can kind of see why this might be a best blow job and probably still in your jerk off. I can think of one. It wasn't a fantasy. That's not the word I'm looking for. I can think of one thing that's happened in my past around the same time. Probably sounds like all this happened for them, that in the back of my mind that I still go back to. And it wasn't really the instance. It was very innocent once I think back to it now. It was, how about a real kiss? And from there, a lot of my fantasies started, and I kind of want to say that this gentleman was definitely the taste of what an older gentleman was like. I think this is a really good place to stop for the day. By the way, I don't know if you guys know, you can also subscribe on Apple and on Spotify. It looks like you guys are just kind of catching up, and I've been really bad about not saying it. So there you go. Something big by the end of the month is coming up for all of my subscribers only. And then the rest of you guys will know. But my subscribers already know. But it should happen by the end of the month. There we go. That's all I'm going to say. But I will have an announcement soon. So those that want to be part of it can. So I'm hoping by the 1st of September, that first week, I hope I'm able to do what I'm able to do. It's on track. So fingers crossed for me, and I'll have a big announcement hopefully in another week or so, or at least an update for my subscribers where it's at. And in closing, hello, lover. How about I crawl to you my hands and knees, my tits slang, and I give you that nice big orgasm while you're on the couch just relaxing. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.